Boy, oh boy, have we got a topic for you all tonight. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this evening's episode of Let's Do It Radio of Keeping It Real with Sergeant James Parks out of Yakima, Washington. Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2022, and I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs, broadcasting to our listeners worldwide. Yes, worldwide on this topic today. Tonight, Sergeant Parks will explore the topic of the Great Replacement Theory. This is the same rhetoric that was at the heart of the Nazism, if I'm saying that right, and white supremacists. We'll also talk about the Buffalo shooting and what this young man had up his sleeve. Join us in the conversation at 845-241-9985 or you can link us at the chat and, you know, talk to me through the chat, as a lot of people do. So before we do, let's give Sergeant Parks a round of applause for keeping it real as he will take it away on his subject. Sergeant Parks, let's get started with this topic, the Great Replacement Theory. Go ahead. What you got?
Well, thank you, Inez, for having me again.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I mean, you have to pull your hair out thinking of how many different ways people want to come up with just trying to fool people.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So that's the only thing I can get out of this replacement theory. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's online, it's on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
What is taking place is that they are leaning into these private chats where these companies, it's four or five different internet features that they can go on, and then they can secretly spill all of this nonsense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
First off,
let's give the definition of what the Great Replacement Theory is, because for those people who don't know what it is, it's a conspiracy theory. It's popular among the nationalists. Dr. Lawrence Rosenthal, the Berkeley Center for Right-Wing Studies. Replacement theory is the idea that white populations, both in North America, here in the USA, and in Europe, are being replaced by the minority populations, largely through immigration. It believes that leftist and Jewish elites are engineering the ethnic and cultural replacement of white populations with non-white immigrants that will lead to a white genocide. Really? Really? I mean, so you all want to shoot it down, you know?
It's crazy, you know. Now, what they're really trying to say is because white women are having less kids. Let's get to the bottom of this. White women are not having many kids and stuff, that the Democrats are going to these third world countries and letting them in, so that they can be voters and then replace the white folks. I said, what? You know, but this kind of thing, like you say, has been happening ever since. This was one of the things that Hitler, the Nazis, used to displace the Jews. You know, and if you look at it, I was thinking that, now what if the Jews were just poor people? Would that have taken place? I kind of think they still needed somebody to blame for what they wanted to do, you know. Because the Jews, they had all kinds of stuff. They are still recovering stuff that the Nazis stole from the Jews and stuff back during that time. But let's move it on forward and stuff. You got the GOP, okay, trying to spill the same rhetoric, okay, that the white supremacists are spilling.
Right.
It's just absolute nonsense, okay? that we're gonna replace white people and stuff when we letting these people into the country. Well, I don't know one person of color that ever had anything to do with the immigration situation where you can make it, where the people will come to America. Now, this is what they said. They said if you get to America, you can apply for asylum. Isn't that
okay.
What they said? That's what your law say? Okay.
Okay.
Now they want to come up with all of these different things and stuff, and the kicker to me is the fact that that's why they're setting up all of the roadblocks to voting. People of color can't vote. Mm-hmm. They don't want people of color to vote. Why? Because it's going to be more of them. It's probably already more of us than it is of white folks and stuff. Okay? It's going to be more of them, so they got to put up all these roadblocks to try and stop people from voting.
But it's okay when, right, and it was okay when Christopher Columbus or whomever, when all the other folks from different lands came to New York, and what did they do? It was okay, right?
Yeah.
But when the blacks who were brought on ships, what did they say? They didn't say anything, did they? They brought us here.
But if you check it out real close, Inez, you'll find out that sometime during the course of the plantation owners buying slaves and stuff, they started feeling,
mm-hmm.
wow, we own all this land, and nearest town and stuff had to be 5 or 6 miles, and we got 140 some slaves, and you know there's only 5 of us here to run them, and they probably gonna overrun us, okay? Which did happen and stuff at some point, but
they didn't say nothing when they was raping the black women, did they? And having all these multiracial children. So
They declared eminent domain. They could do anything they wanted to do. And besides that,
okay.
them people they were property. Slaves were property. You couldn't say nothing.
Regardless.
Couldn't do nothing. Yeah, regardless of stuff. But now, fast forward, okay,
mm-hmm.
and what is taking place now in America is the fact that white women are having babies.
A white woman,
she wants to be out there, and she wants to be as big as a man can be. In some cases, you know, she is.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at who owned the majority of the property and stuff, you know, like
mm-hmm.
when the male dies, the women normally inherit the property, you know. So it's just another gadget, you know. It's another gadget to try and get us away from what is really taking place in America.
But
then
still,
under Mr. Trump, when he had Mr. Trump, then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That theory was alive and well. It was a guy that would say everything that old people wanted him to say, okay, to make sure and stuff that white people came first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not all white people, because I know some people that really, really, really look down on this theory, because to me, talking to them, it seems to be that they're not weak. They've been working all their lives, you know, to do what they're doing, and they didn't have to go out there and lie, cheat, and steal to get wealthy or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about. It's all about wealth. How much wealth can you accumulate? And then you get all the wealth in the world, and you want to build spaceships and then go to space instead of trying to fix some of these roads around here.
Yeah, they don't want us around here.
Look,
they
come out and say it every day. They come out and say it every day. That's the big deal right there. You know, we can't sit down and we can't talk about it, and then they have us where they want us, because this conversation here, the replacement theory. I'm hearing a lot of brothers and stuff talk about, well, they could do anything they want. They got all the money. They got all the power. Well, you know, we can do something too. And that one thing should be that we should talk about where we're spending our money. You know, that's the only way that I see that will hurt some greedy people and stuff, is to quit spending money with them. But we're scared.
You know, they say that. But you know how we like to spend our money on the best, have the best of the best, so we can keep up with the Joneses, the Smiths, the Cartels, the Carters, and the Diddies, and no, stop. You know, we need to put our money where our mouth is, so we can feed ourselves, for one thing. You know, closed mouth doesn't get fed, but if you keep feeding somebody else's mouth, they're going to get fat and sassy, and we're going to be all skinny mini. And you know, we're the ones who created a lot of these things, but yet we don't get benefits. We don't get the notoriety, you know, and tell us, oh, we're gonna have Black History Month. Let's talk about the Black people who made the refrigerator, the escalator, the elevator, the stop sign, the stoplight. Okay, that's fine.
They don't even want their kids and stuff to realize the true history of what's going on. That's the only way that we're going to be able to reconcile and be better. You know, all of
okay,
us
you,
together. We're here, you know.
Right,
they don't
right,
even want to do
right.
that. And the same replacement theory is happening all over the world. So don't get it twisted. It's not just happening here in America. It's happening all over the world. The French... The British are hollering. They're all hollering because they dare to let Black people, especially from Africa, into their country. And they thought that they was going to have something like the slavery that we had here to come in and work for minimum wage or whatever. And then it didn't work. Then all of a sudden, you know, brother came in, and then brother sent for his family. You know, now it's a big problem. You know, it's a big problem and stuff. I look at when Russia invaded Ukraine. The first thing happened and stuff, and it was something that really caught my attention.
They tried to get rid of the Black people.
Well, MSNBC was reporting that. You had these Black, were educators. They was in there trying to educate in the colleges of Ukraine. They said that when Russia invaded them and those Black people were trying to get out of the Ukraine, all of the people told them, no, we gotta let the Ukrainians get out of here first, you know. He's been there 5 years. He's been over there 5 years and stuff. And then the other kicker to that is that it made it safe passage for them to get from Ukraine to get to the Mexican border, bought them cars so they could get in them cars and then ride across the borders and then claim asylum, just like you go ahead of the line. Now, they got 300,000 people there waiting to get into the United States, But the Ukrainians can just take a pass and just go right on through, you know. Now, if that ain't
standard,
I don't know what is, you know.
Right, and see, if they were coming up from Mexico, it'd be no problem for them to come in because they are light to bright to genocide white, right? Okay, but yeah,
like,
somebody with a little...
just like Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump.
Okay.
They look just like...
All right, then somebody who has a little tainted paint in them, you know, you got to stop at the border, harass them, you know, hold them hostage, tell them, you know, they can't come. But yet, it's crazy. How can you do that? One end of the spectrum, you're letting everybody in. The other end of the spectrum, you're not letting people in. There's still people. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? They are still people, whether they are light to bright to almost white or brown to downtown brown from the ground. It doesn't matter. They all have to live, but it's like, you know,
it's
try to replace me, really.
It's
no matter how
you
look at
it. They just trying to put some sugar on it. And my grandma used to tell me and stuff. She said, you can do anything you want with a pig. You can put lipstick on it. At the end of the day, it's still a pig.
And pearls. Lipstick and pearls. I think I heard that. And still going to be a pig. Regardless.
You can come up with all that. But the problem is, Inez, is that we don't come together to understand, you know,
we always
the
talk
situation
about that.
So that we can defend ourselves. You know?
And
I think that's by design. That's by design. They don't want a bunch of Negroes together and stuff because, oh, they're going to have a riot. You know,
they're going to come together like the Black Wall Street.
Yeah, well, we're going to figure it out if we come together and, you know, we're making waves and stuff. You know, I see that behind the Biden election
administration,
we have more black women coming into office than we ever had before, and then more black women getting jobs and stuff, you know, top jobs, not as many as I would like to see get these good jobs, okay, because the sisters have been the water bearers for everybody, really. Have been the water bearers. Ray, Mr. Judge's children's and stuff, and the children's end up have more respect for Aunt Nanny than they had for their own parents in some cases. You know,
it's
really crazy. And then you got the GOP signing. They signed on the dollar line with Tucker Carlson and the Fox dude. Everybody from Fox ain't is not like that, but I think that platform was set up so that they can have these different theories to throw out for their base. That's what it is. They're trying to fire up their base, you know, and just tell them that. And most of these people already know that, but they're going to join right on in because they got the mouthpieces that's not scared to say it, you know.
Okay.
Not scared
okay.
to talk about it like we're inanimate, we're objects. Or we're invisible people, you know. So the GOP is bought in lock, stock, and barrel. This is what's going on, and that's probably so that they can get the Aryan Nation and the Ku Klux Klan and all them racist organizations get their vote.
So, question: what if we didn't say anything but did stuff behind the scenes? And then just come out and smack them upside their head. What would they do? If we didn't give them,
we'd be killed. They can't wait. That's what the race war is all about. That's what this young kid got them
but
done.
But what I'm saying, no. Like Stacey Abrams, you know, she's a mouthpiece and is wonderful. So say we did stuff in the dark, and then when the time came, brought it to the light. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as far as elections and all that kind of stuff, if we did things and all of a sudden we bashed them beside their head because all of a sudden we have all these voters, you know, coming up or people in place who can talk about things and do things, next thing you know, we could have our own, quote unquote, what do you want to call it, our own, I won't say society, okay, we got the Democrats, we got the Republicans, we got the liberals, we got this side, we got people like Bernie Sanders. If we came up with our own government, what would happen?
But listen, but you know, that's a great idea, and the reason that we won't do that is because you're always gonna have a Tom, okay, or Tommy John, or Mr. Tommy John, that's gonna run back and tell them everything that we done set up to do, and they're gonna be waiting on us to be able to do that. You know what we said we were gonna do. Then it'd be printed all over the news that we're going to do that. They don't find some crooked cops to come in and arrest us and stuff and say we stole the money. Even if we was raising the money amongst ourselves and put it into a legal mm-hmm. situation and stuff, they would mm-hmm. be trying to do that. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that. We should. And that's our main thing and stuff is every time we come together to discuss what strategy we going to use, we have somebody and stuff to go out there and tell the strategy. That way we don't get a chance to execute the strategy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying mm-hmm. that we should. And it's simple. We need to spend money with each other. We need to quit mm-hmm. spending money with people and stuff that don't care about us, you know. Look at what's going on. They don't want kids. They don't want their own kids to learn about history. That's already right. You know, and it's stupid for them to say that, you know, you can't do this in the school. All the kid has to do is pick up that cell. I don't know one kid that's 10 to 12 years old that don't have mm-hmm. no cell phone. All I got to do is go
on
their cell phone.
I don't have access to the Internet.
You know,
mm-hmm.
look, I had this speech that I gave at Davis High School, right?
Uh-huh.
A couple of years ago with Black History and stuff. So I had this idea and stuff that I want to go up there, you know, and I had $25 gift certificates. Me and Al Black uh-huh. son and stuff were guest speakers doing this thing, you know. It was the Black Student Union invited us to come up and talk to the student body, you know,
mm-hmm.
about Black History Month, you know. And I had this thing, and I said, yeah, you know, I knew that the kids were going to go to their cell phones because they
that's what they do.
Not one or two of them knew about enough Black history to be able to do that. So I went in, mm-hmm. and my first thing was to ask who invented the gas mask. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes. This girl, she stood up and said,
I got it.
You know, and gave the answer. And that way I looked up in the stands and stuff, and every kid in that gym was on their cell phone waiting for the name and stuff. So they can't be under no kind of imagination that their kids and stuff is not going to go find the facts of what's going on. You know?
Right, right. And you said that your grandson,
books.
Somebody, makes T-shirts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have an idea. T to the third power. And what that means is teach the truth.
Teach the truth.
Teach the truth. T to the third power. T, you know, with the three up on top of it equals teach the truth. That's all
that
we need to teach
good.
The truth. You
that
know.
Sounds good.
So, that it sounds always good. Sounds good, everything I say to you. But I always have all these crazy ideas.
Well,
I had thought about that earlier today.
I mean, the reason I like talking to you is because you're a great thinker, you know.
Thank
you. You need thinkers. You need people to be able to think outside of the box. And
mm-hmm.
you need to call it when
mm-hmm.
you do. When it don't smell right, you need to call it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You call it the way it is mm-hmm. and stuff. Don't sugarcoat nothing and stuff, you know. So
we need
thinkers and stuff to come around. And then at the end of the day, we need to come to a consensus, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we need to step forward and then put it into action.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of us are scared of, we're scared of commitment, especially with people and stuff that we think we don't know. We'll go out there and we'll hook up with somebody totally we ain't never met before. And they'll sell us a song and dance and say, wow. You know,
in
what they say, that song and dance, if it's too good to be true, then guess what? You're going to vote on it anyway. Are you gonna
you
put
know how that goes. You know how that goes.
But we are, and we're the last ones to get the word, you know, and that's by design as well, because we don't want to listen. We don't want to listen to stuff to just hear what is how does this sound? Does that sound doable? You know, can we do that? You know, and you let some brother come in and say, oh no, we can't do that. We can't. That's a big word. We can't. We can't. We can't go here. We can't do that. You know, we can't walk. We can't talk. We got to get permission to go there. You know, just like them people in prison and stuff, they can't go use the bathroom unless they ask the boss. When I go use the bathroom, boss, when it's fine, I go use the boss. So we need to get away from that mentality and stuff.
And see, that's another thing. We, as I always say, you know, we always do these ideas, but if I didn't come up with the idea, I don't want to be bothered with it. That's the thing. You know, you don't want to get on the bandwagon, but you want to be the leader of the bandwagon.
That's
maybe
right.
You're not a leader.
We all kings and queens. So you know how I think that we need to overcome that is everybody got a voice and what happened and stuff. And so if we're sitting down. Yeah, we want a collective consensus and stuff about what's going on. And if you go outside of that collective mind, like with the people that you're dealing with, you can deal with other people and stuff in a way that, well, you're just an associate, so we can have fun together. But serious minds and stuff, a collective situation, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna put these. Everybody put something on the table. You go through it and say, okay, how many votes we got for this, and how many votes we got for that one, and then the ones with the most votes win the day. You know.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's a collective situation to look at it. You know. But we won't. We won't do it. We'll find some other way. No, I don't think I'm going to do that. It's called commitment. What are you committing to? You know.
Right.
And I think that if we quit looking at ourselves and start looking at our young people to see what we could do, you know, because we could win a lot of ground with young people and stuff. Okay. Because everybody wants to be the best for young people. But everybody don't want to work with somebody else's kids. That's one of the things and stuff. I don't know that kid. That kid might write my wrong. You know?
That's the same.
But our collective energy, you know, and it doesn't matter whether we have lending or loan association, we should be trying to distinguish, to communicate with each other. You know, I'm not a threat to you. You're not a threat to me. What can we do together? You know.
Right.
What can we do? What can we do for the youth? You know, so I'm holding some youth down here in Yakima and stuff, and then one day, 5 years from now, you holding some youth down in Tallahassee, and 5 years from now, Tallahassee, Atlanta, and Phoenix, and Texas and stuff, we're going to get somewhere and we're going to meet to talk about how far we've come in our solution to try and be better people, trying to get young people to be better, get young people to be better people so that they can take charge of their own destination.
Right.
And that's scary. That's real scary. It's real scary. because people don't want to buy into it. Or, well, you know, I don't think so. They don't even want their own kids to speak.
Shut up.
You ain't got no business. And this one lady is telling a kid got in trouble about 10 years ago. A kid got in trouble in school. She called him. It's a box. You go there trying to kick him out of school. They say he done did A, B, C, and D. I said, okay, you know, call him and tell him. I'm going to come up there and talk to the counselors and the teachers and the principal and stuff about the situation. You're going to be able to come and, I don't think they don't really like me, because last time I got out there, they put me out. You know, he went to school to talk about your son. Well, why did they put you out? She one of their cousins. You know, well, y'all know me treat my kid and stuff like this. And I sit down with him and I say, okay, tell me what happened. And everything the teacher said, he did. Okay. Every time they said he did. I said, now, what kind of defense are you going to have for that? You know, a more appropriate way for her to do that is to get me to go into their counseling and stuff with them and stuff, so that we can, end of the day, okay, so this is what happened. How can we get him back on the right track? How can we get him in a mood that he's going to be learning? You know, take mom out of the equation. You know, he's a single mom, both kids. Take mom out of the equation and stuff then, and you go in there. Some of those administrators gonna listen to you, let you say what you gonna say, and then try to hunt it. But some of them won't. Time you pop in, they like, okay, get out there and call the school resource officer to escort you out, and then tell you ain't welcome there no more.
That's a mark on you. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And that's a mark on
you. And then they're going to be taking shots at your kid. The teacher that had the experience with the kid going to tell the next teacher, and then everybody in the break room, everybody going to know about what happened. You know,
and look down on that student. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know.
And that's, yeah.
But it's a workable situation. But I fear that things are happening too fast now to really be able to change the course, you know, in a short amount of time. Just think about it. Think about what is taking place. You look at that Pennsylvania race, okay? That race there is probably going to decide whether the Democrats are going to be able to keep the House. If they lose the House and stuff, then you will have the same group of people coming in to start enforcing, okay, what they're doing. And it's nothing more than government contracts and stuff, or their friends and everybody else is getting them and stuff. So nobody's really going to be making that money. They already got the Supreme Court, you know. They need to retire some of them people and stuff. Period. Especially Clarence Thomas. Mr. Thomas needs to go. He's already He's not gonna vote on nothing that's gonna be for people of color. He done throw his lot in, and he's gonna do exactly what they want him to do. And his wife too.
So they have. So he's paid off in essence, right?
Yeah. What are you guys?
In essence,
I want to say yes. And then his wife come up and then run a campaign. Now Supreme Court Justice's wife runs a campaign and stuff. Okay, for a presidential candidate. Okay. If that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I don't know the law that well, so.
Well, you just think about it now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think Roe versus Wade is coming around at this particular time, and they know that they have the votes to overturn that? Why you think that? That's a campaign that Donald Trump ran on.
Right.
Only reason he couldn't do it within those 4 years and stuff is because the Supreme Court justices was on there, couldn't come up. You know, what they wanted and stuff was that to get in a situation where the states, would go after that and then make that illegal so it would be easier for them to throw it out. You hear the word, what they're saying? The state should be able to decide whether women are going to
right
be able
side.
To use her. Yeah, what she's going to be able to have her
right
with her own body. Okay, 12, 13 states has already got legislation or deciding in their state what's going to take place. And then, Inez, they didn't come up with this 5 years ago. They've been working on this ever since Roe versus Wade became law.
Came into play. Yeah.
You see, and then a lot of people on the late show because they thinking, wow, you know, are they going to be able to do this? This is law. Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to change law. Who they're going to use to change the law? Who make the laws in the land?
Right.
The Congress makes the law, so now they take over the Congress. You see what I'm talking about? So only those states that have Democratic governors and stuff is going to be willing to say, oh, you like Washington State. Jay Inslee just made a law and said, yeah, any woman to have an abortion somewhere, she's welcome to come and have that abortion in Washington State. And then they went, the Alabama and Texas went further and said, and now DeSantis is trying to follow up on them to say that now we're going to make it a crime to give a woman an abortion, okay? And even talking about the electric chair. Are they sick or what?
That's really... Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they already came up with this. It's a crime. If anybody gets caught giving abortion and stuff, and then the people and stuff that flip on those people that have an abortion and they went to this certain place to do it, they going to get paid.
Right.
Now, what the heck is going on?
We know an abortion is wrong. But a person, somebody outside of me and my body, I might as well be in a, slave.
Enslaved. You said it right. You're slave.
You know, enslaved.
Right.
It's like, okay.
All the women that want to have an abortion with their body, they are slaves. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you got the people saying they're trying to make the law to say you can't do that with your body. And in some states, give you, 40-something weeks or 30-something weeks or something, you can't have this be over 30-something weeks, you know?
They say as soon as the heartbeat on some of them.
Yeah. So you see, so now we get to our topic of the day. Okay, why do they want to come up with the replacement theory? Okay, why they got the young people out executing people, okay? They're executing people and stuff, and they're using that phrase, what they hear all of their people that they know and people that they love talking about. People of color coming in here going to replace the white people. You see?
Let's talk about the teenage gunman. Okay, he was, 18 years old, drove 2 hours to come and shoot up a targeted marketplace, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
And he did his research. He'd already been there before. He did his research well. Did his research well.
Okay.
One, he was old enough to own a gun and went and found him a place that would sell him a high-capacity firearm. Okay, sold it to him anyway. His parents bought the ammunition and stuff. So you see how that works?
I mean, it's just like hate begets hate.
Yeah, but you see, they're
playing into his.
There's a system of how you call it, indoctrination. You know, people keep telling you over and over and over and over again, and he didn't start this at 18. This guy has been abreast of this, I want to say, at a very early age, maybe 12.
Mr. Parks, it was embedded in him. Okay, it's embedded in him. Hate begets hate. It's embedded in him.
Absolutely.
He saw somebody in his family, you know, something must have happened, may have happened to somebody in his family they didn't like by one of, quote unquote, us. And so therefore, you know, a target was put on, quote unquote, us since that day. But, you know, I mean, if we just always just have, you know, have love and flowers and daisies and little puppies, you know, stuff like that, we would have these issues. But we don't. We have life. We have real life. We don't have the Miss this or that America pageant. We have life issues that we have to deal with. And so quit laughing. So we need, you know, too bad somebody couldn't get to him prior to him acting like this. I mean, 180-page manifesto. How long is a manifesto? Is it an 8x11? Is it an actual document? Is it a Word document? What is it? What is a manifesto?
Listen, a manifesto some idiot, okay, that has been paying attention to what people have and saying to him now in that secret chat. It's so many people in that chat, okay, that he's a part of. That's why they can't put it down and say that the FBI and everybody let him down, because those particular chats and stuff, they're known for secrecy. And you get your privacy. So you got a bunch of people on this chat at the same time, okay, that they're discussing that. Some of them probably always say, "Oh, you want a manifesto? Then, hey, you need to go to 1412, the invasion of Sicily or whatever, you know, to be able to do that. Oh, you got to look at this one right here. Look at that one." They probably helped him write it. 18 years old. At 18 years old, I can't think that he was smart enough to do all of that himself. I really don't.
Mr. Price, do not count these people out. These young folks these days, at the age of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and on up, are intelligent. So don't count. My little grandson can explain and define words that I've never heard of before. So don't tell me that this 18-year-old that is now may have started this earlier. How early? I don't know. Don't have any idea, but he could do it by himself.
What I'm saying is, where do you think he got the schooling? He just didn't get the schooling and stuff from people that don't know about this. And he rehearsed
he
the
looks
guy and
at
stuff
every
that
day.
The
right. He looks at everyday news.
And not only that, he took the manifesto, that part of that manifesto from the guy in New England, New Zealand, or wherever that mass shooter was that wanted to kill all of the people of color and stuff over there, you know, and he idolized them, and that's what he said in his manifesto. I mean, he told.
And how long ago was that? How long ago was that shooting?
Oh, that shooting 2-3 years ago, wasn't it?
Okay, so that was 15.
Yeah. So he's been actually researching this for a long time. And then the kicker on top of that is that he have people that highly prestigious holier than thou people in the government, okay, talking, preaching the same thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
preaching the same thing. Like this one woman, she's a conference chair, Alaysa Stefanik. She's a campaign committee chair.
Mm-hmm.
And she says the same thing, okay? And she got it from Tucker Carlson, of course. He's always saying that. You know, when Trump, remember when Trump throwed all that money at the border and built that the wall, which was the
mm-hmm.
cheapest wall in the world. The people and stuff were taking little drills and stuff and being able to climb over it or climb through the wall. Okay,
mm-hmm.
when he did that. Okay, and Trump made the statement and stuff about these third world asshole people. He didn't want none of them to come to the United States. They were rapists, and the ones come from Mexico, and MX-13 from South America. How he talked about all of those people. So,
where did he come from?
He was German, ain't he? Trump was German.
Okay, hello. Because exactly.
He was German. You never hear
that's
much
what
about
I'm saying.
His mother, though. That's something that
about
we didn't talk about. Trump's
about
mother.
Who?
He never talk about his mother.
Did he have one?
That's another story, though. that's
for
another story.
Did
he
give him up for adoption?
No, she didn't. He was like his dad. Said he didn't treat his mother well at all.
But doesn't fall too far from the tree.
I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, that's where they got this thing. Every mass shooting and stuff that we've had, you know, the ones that's
mm-hmm.
California where they shot up the Jewish place, the one in Georgia. Where they shot up the massage parlor and stuff. These people
that was here
are saying
the massage parlor wasn't that here in Tampa, in Florida? No, that was the other thing. That was the I'll say that.
Yeah, I think that one in Georgia and stuff where the guy
mm-hmm.
shot up everything. They were on the same sheet of music, okay? The same sheet of music. And we could probably hook that kid that killed those three people in the Black Lives Matter deal and got away with it.
Oh, yeah. The young kid?
Yeah. But it's all a part of the same theory. You know that,
and they get away with all this stuff. They get away with this stuff. If we did it, man, we'd be at the chopping block in Lynchburg, wherever Lynchburg is, and you know all of our extremities dismembered. I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy.
But they would do worse than that. They would drop a bomb on us. You know. Period. You know, if we had did the January 6th stuff, if it was all black people, imagine how
mm-hmm.
many people would be dead, okay? And they done swept everything on the own. Well, they tried to break into the White House, okay? And then we had to use deadly force, okay? And I'll be dead. All these mm-hmm. people would be dead.
We
no doubt about it.
We fumigated, we would have been, you know, what do you call it, gas, you know,
yeah.
have, you know, so we would have, it's just, there is just no,
well, they already did that. Remember he wanted to go to the church and hold the Bible up, and then he held the Bible up upside down, then he gassed the people to get
yeah.
them out around the church so that he could walk through there, him and his selective attorney general. Okay, that was all staged.
Mm-hmm.
Then he hold the Bible up, you know, on the news upside down. you know.
That ain't nothing but Satan.
I was saying, that's what I was saying. I was saying, this man is going to get struck by lightning, right?
I'm just like, man, it's just sad. It's just sad. And for those people who don't know what a manifesto is, it's a published declaration of the intentions, motives, or views of the issuer to be it an individual, group, political party, or government. A manifesto usually accepts a previously published opinion or public consensus or promotes a new idea with prescriptive notions for carrying out changes the author believes should be made. So, that's just crazy. That's just crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And I was trying to have some information for us to talk about, you know, was the teenage gunman of the mass shooting in Buffalo, New York appears to have a 180-page manifesto, which we talked about, outlining the great replacement theory. He was charged with shooting at more than a dozen mostly black people. And we talked about Benjamin Crump, of course, a civil rights attorney. The race replacement theory that we talked about in his manifesto, these are people who are pushing his hatred on these young people, indoctrinating their minds. Isn't that what I said? They started a long time ago. They started probably from birth. Probably the music that they played was probably say, get that, let that, lynch that, strange fruit.
And then Mr. Biden
from the poplar tree.
Mr. Biden goes to Buffalo, and the NAACP president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say that it's the same. It's basically the same thing. You know,
it's crazy.
They're gonna go back, and then they're gonna have to. They're gonna try and have Biden will go back, and then he'll try and do some more gun control things and stuff. But he says, we're more concerned with preventing this from happening in the future. It's unclear how Biden will try to do that. Proposals for gun restrictions have routinely been blocked by Republicans, and racist rhetoric empowers on the fringes of the nation's politics has only grown louder. So that means that the right side is definitely talking about this replacement factor and firing up their own base, okay? And firing up their own base and stuff. You can't get rid of me. If you can remember in Charlotte when they had that riot in Charlotte and stuff where the white supremacists and stuff was attacking them, what was their slogan? Do you remember their slogan?
No.
The slogan that they used?
Mm-mm.
I just figured out what they were saying. I didn't pay much attention when it was coming on then, but I looked at a clip and they were saying, "You will not replace me. You will not replace me."
Wow. And that's...
You won't replace me now. See, this is a couple of years ago now, right? You will not replace me, okay? And then the idiot went in there and ran over the people, you know?
And we have some people in the chat room who are listening. So, you know, I've asked them if they wanted to comment, but they're just listening. But it's like we have to be on our sixes, as they say, because no telling when things are going to happen. No telling, you know, who's going to run up behind us and conk us on our head. No telling who's out there going to shoot us. You know, it's scary just to even step outside your house sometimes because you never know who's out there, who's listening, who's looking, and who has, as the young man did, you know, case the area out. Shoot, they can go into a neighborhood and you don't even know it. Late at night, knowing next thing you know, they've got things set, bombs set, you know, so that when you open the door, you go kaboom, you know. But it's it's just scary. Yes, yes.
Listen. The last five of these idiots that went out there and did mass murders and stuff, police ain't even trying to kill them. They ain't trying to walk them down. They ain't trying to harm them. They took them in the
custody. Didn't they ask them if they want some water?
Okay. Yeah. Fed
Didn't
them.
They ask if they want some water?
Fed them like fat frogs. Okay. And then you get one of our brothers walking home from wherever without no weapon, just have a cell phone on, and one of them people get out and say, hey, oh, you look like somebody, stop. And then the brother don't stop, and then they shoot him. Shoot him in the back, shoot him in the car with his kid in the car, with his baby mama looking. Okay, and the dude that said the dude was reaching for a knife. Well, he might have been reaching for a knife, but then there were eight police officers around, and one right in his face and stuff, shooting him in the back. Okay, now all of these people done got away clean. Well, they didn't get away clean. I take that back, but they killed people and they didn't have to pay for it, you know. Got arrested. Now their name is out there. They call what they call themselves mortars. I'm a mortar. Oh my God! It was exhilarating that I got out there and killed all these black folks. You know, and that's what the dude described in his manifesto. What the feeling and stuff was going to be like. And then he had two or three places that he wanted to go to after. He left that grocery store.
Right, if you know, he hadn't got caught.
Yeah, he had three places. His priority was, number one priority was the grocery store, Tops or whatever they call it. Number two was
Tops,
the schools. And number three was someplace else. He already had that. Already had that down, okay, as to where he was going to go. So now, if the police don't arrive on the scene to stop him, okay, then he gets in the west, however he came there, then go down to the school or whatever, then to start killing people, you know. His thing was to kill as many black people. He was specific about that. He didn't just say he wanted to kill as many people of color, okay, that he could. He didn't say that. He said he wanted to kill black people. Okay, because black people and other people of color at the border were going to come into America and replace white people. Okay, that's kind of specific.
But the thing is, we were put on this earth. We were put on this earth. So what is the issue? Because I was hoping to talk about it on Tuesday night, but we never got to that point because we're talking about things like that. But, okay, and people always say, you know, the man of God has brown hair and blue eyes and, you know, skin white as this and that. Okay, that's not the information that I got. It says in the Bible in Revelations 1. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and was and which is to come, the Almighty. That's verse 8. Verse 8, and then it says in 11, it says the same thing, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, who thou seest write in the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, and to Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and unto words that I can't pronounce, and then to Philadelphia and Laodicea. And what is, okay, And it said, in 14, talking about Jesus, his head and his hairs were like white wool, as white as snow. I think they got something mixed up. I'm not sure what. His eyes were a flame of fire. That's kind of a reddish brown. Okay, that's cool. His feet were like fine brass. I don't think they said steel wool. I think they said fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Okay, so what part of that don't they understand?
I think that the understanding and stuff is clear to them, but the motive, you know, we cannot overlook the motive. You know, it's plain and simple to me. I'm going to say this until the day that I'm no longer breathing. That's probably going to be on my last breath, you know. Follow the money. That's what this is all about. You know, these people are Aryan Nation. They're using the Aryan Nation, the Ku Klux Klan, okay, to make a statement and stuff for their base, okay? Okay, so let's look at their base. Their base was the people and stuff that came to the January 6th insurrection. Okay, who were those people? Now, I did some research and found out that 90% of those people and stuff were the nine percenters. The 1 to 9 percenters, those people had good jobs, wealthy, owned businesses and stuff. Oh, by the way, they was from the armed services of the United States, all services of the United States, police officers, retired police officers, okay, and Congress people.
He said Congress people.
Congress people. How you think they got in there? They knew they had the day before the thing that these Congress, these GOP people had tours. They had tours going through the White House, so they knew where to go.
Exactly.
They knew where they knew where Nancy Pelosi's office was, and they knew where Mike Pence's office was. Okay. So if that wasn't a setup, I don't know what was. Those people are wealthy people. So that's the base. That is the base.
That's a shame.
They'll get them all. That's why they'll get, and Trump is just draining them dry. Okay? Trump is draining them dry. People give him a $50 donation and stuff, say, okay, this is a one-time donation. You know what he do? He go back to their bank and run it again. Okay?
Wow.
He run that credit card number that they done gave him for a $50,000 donation and go keep running it until they change it. Tell me it's all about money.
You found that out?
It's all about money and power. And power. Mm. Money and power. That they're afraid that they're gonna lose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You look at the pandemic itself, you know. I mean, this is one of my own theories, about what happened, and then all of a sudden you got a war. Then who's paying for it? The American people, the American taxpayers and people and stuff. This is not hitting the rich folks. It's hitting us. We pay all the bills. We pay all the taxes and stuff. You know?
Right.
200 million of us pay all the taxes and stuff. Okay? So at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And just look at where the money going. Going to some very greedy people. I mean, not all people. Like I said, not all white people and stuff or like that. I know some very good people, you know. But it's all about money. It's all about greed.
You can only say so much about stuff.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's all the same thing.
Follow the money. Look at what the what is the purpose? What is the purpose? If white women was having babies, they wouldn't care about people of color having abortions. They wouldn't. They wouldn't have not one thing to say about it. Oh yeah, that's right. That's less mouths we gonna have to feed. Okay, that's after taxes and everything, after you done stole everything and stuff. Well, guess what? A baby that they had and stuff is probably going to be malnourished.
Wow.
And not able to get a job, you know. Not able to get a job. And then they're claiming, this replacement theory is claiming and stuff, that America is not taking in more Anglos.
Mm-hmm.
Taking in more Anglos and taking in people of color, and let people of color and stuff come in.
You know, that as soon as we come in, they probably will track us and do some take organs,
yeah.
Sex trafficking, because, you know, it's like, oh, I thought so-and-so was supposed to come into town. I did, too. You haven't seen? No. Last thing I heard, got off the plane, and that was it. You know? But and it's sad to think like that.
Yeah, of which our last president was all hooked up in that. Okay, now how somebody, some dignified man wants to be the president of the United States and stuff, is going to be associating with a known pimp, a dude that's pimping young women, a known pimp that's pimping young women for hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, got islands and stuff that they can fly. Get your private jet and go fly right into that island. Okay, who gonna know Trump them over there? You know, the prince was over there. Prince Edward was over there, wasn't it?
The prince, you said?
Queen Elizabeth's son was over there.
Prince Charles? You talking about Charles?
No, not Charles. Her oldest son. Prince Edwards, isn't it?
Philip?
No.
Who was Philip?
Prince,
that was her husband?
Yeah. Prince Edwards is her oldest son. Okay.
Oh, see. Mm.
So this girl, she sued him and stuff. Last year, in fact, she sued him. She had it on there, and the queen made him pay her. You know, they said her suit was $600,000+, but the queen made him pay her. So that's
the queen
like,
made
okay,
him
pay
her.
Yeah, the queen made him pay her. Okay, $600,000+.
I don't think it was. Was it Earl? I mean, Prince Edward. Because he's the youngest of the queen's children.
He's the queen's son. I think Charles.
The youngest of the
sons. He's younger. I don't know if he's younger than Charles or not. I think so. Let me look.
He's the youngest. I'm looking at it now. Queen's
youngest
son is Prince Edward. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. That's him. That's right. This girl and stuff. In fact, she was from your state, I believe. She said he's been raping her since she was 15. Now I think she's 26 or something. And he's been raping her since she was 16 and stuff. You know, I'm saying.
Who
are
you
wow.
talking about? What? Who?
The
who
girl
state?
That sued
you talking
him.
About? I know, but what state? Florida.
Yeah, she was from. I think she was from
no,
Florida.
I'm from Washington.
Oh, okay. She was the one from originally. So I'm not where she living at now, but he paid her, okay, to shut her up. And then the girl and stuff that got all of them girls together, the ones that they had in jail, this guy, his assistant and stuff. Okay, she know where all of the bodies are buried.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Trump them is involved in trying to get her, you know, get her out.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Look, she has to have videos. She has to have audios, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people would be hurting if that was ever disclosed. And she might even come up dead. She
the
might
queen?
Come up missing. No.
Oh, the girl.
What's her name? Griselda. What's her name? Griselda?
Oh, Griselda. I thought she did.
Jeffrey.
I thought she was gone.
Huh?
Yeah. I thought she was already, but I guess she might still be. Now, so much has happened, you don't just never know. What was her name?
Griselda or something. Griselle, and her parents were rich, or all rich. You know, she got messed up with Jeffrey Epstein, but she was the bottom lady running all the women. She was grooming them.
Right.
Okay. Getting them to, you know, okay, well, Prince Edward's is going to be over here, and this is what you will do. You'll do anything yourself you tell you to do, you know. And they actually paid those girls. They paid them. They were paid, you know.
Her name was Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell,
How is the president of the United States don't be involved in that, okay, and not know what this dude is doing, you know.
You know he was. You just,
yeah. Yeah. The other president was involved, too. What's the other president's name? Bill Clinton?
Oh.
Really?
You know
Clinton
what? You know what? You know, there is so much that's done in the dark that comes to the light after the fact. I mean, now that they're talking about, what's his name, Hunter Biden and his and the money and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah. It looks like everybody is doing it. Talking about now they're saying, mentioning that Hunter was on drugs. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on drugs, too, if I'm getting as much money as he got from me.
He's so bad.
This boy, just think about it. And Biden didn't know. Biden is one of the most powerful politicians and stuff in D.C., period. Why you think Obama
you think
picked
so?
Him? Yeah, I know so. Why you think Obama picked him?
Oh, who knows these days? Because he was, you know, I don't know. I'm not even going to...
Obama picked Biden. Biden know how to get inside all of those circles. Okay.
But no. So tonight, y'all, we are talking about the Great Replacement Theory, and we've just ended up some of everywhere. If you still want to call us at 845-241-9985, we'll probably have about another 10 minutes. But it's like we've been all over the board. We've been from the young man who had that 180-page manifesto to where it first started. And we've been from trying to keep secrets. We went to abortion. We went to Roe v. Wade. We went from everywhere today. So the great replacement, replacing babies, replacing women. We're trying not to have abortions. If you have abortions, you may go to the electric chair. So it's been all over the place. And, I mean, it'd be nice if you all would join us sometime and so we could talk about it. But, you know, you always can listen to this episode again because, you know, it's crazy the things that people want done to get rid of a race, to get rid of a people. People trying to get rid of me? Really? Okay. You see how many people are going to pop up like me that's going to take my place. You get rid of one, it's almost like having rabbits. You get one to run rabbit, a few more rabbits are going to pop up. So you might as well just leave the one rabbit alone and just let that rabbit be, because I say, okay, we're going to have twins and triplets and quadruplets and, you know, sex couplets and everything else. So, you know, we just...
They don't die, they multiply. Okay.
You know? So, and the thing is, though, if, you know, if you don't want to have, if you want to keep a pure race, you know, even back in the day, they didn't have pure race. So what makes you think they're going to have a pure race now? Answer me that question.
Well,
you get $15,000, $11,000.
But it's not really, I don't think that they believe that they can have a, you know, a clear race. They just want to have the power.
Eliminate.
You know, if everything else, just if we just shut up and accept $10 an hour for wages,
no,
and then go out there and spend that on whatever and stuff, they wouldn't be at this place. The thing right now and stuff is that they are taking so much away from the earth, period. Okay?
Period.
So much from the earth, period, and then they're not really putting nothing back. They're not allowing that. It's just pure, unadulterated greed is what they're doing. Okay, how much money
and
stuff?
And the thing
you
is, they can't be like us. And so since they can't be like us, they're trying to get rid of us so that they can be what like they want to be. Because we are a powerful people.
They're trying to get rid of all of us. They still need some of us here to do some manual labor. Okay?
Mm.
So these people, they just flying in the sky. Look, they're in their yachts right now. They probably in the biggest yacht, on the biggest yacht or in the biggest spaceship that you ever want to think of now, flying overhead, just looking down. So look at those idiots and stuff, you know. Oh, how much did we make? We grossed $45 billion in the last month. Okay, keep going. Next stop is Germany. So we gonna stop by Germany, you know. They don't really care.
And Russia,
you know,
they don't care. They don't care.
In Russia, you know, we should have been in there. We should have, you know, as a soldier, I'm gonna say that we should have basically put soldiers and stuff inside of that and declared a no-fly zone and stuff in there. Okay. But the only problem with doing that in Ukraine is putting American soldiers on the ground is so that everybody else can declare that America, now we're starting this war. We're starting this war.
Okay.
The war that Putin started. Okay. And that's
They can't even form their lips to say that.
Yeah, well, they doing it. They doing it. They using the media. That Russia got their own media. Tell the people what they want to say, okay? And the people better not get out there and start preaching that, and they going to jail. You know, they don't want to go to the jail in Siberia, you know?
We just need to quit pushing hatred.
Yeah. You know, and then Trump set all of this up, if you realize it or not. Trump set all of this up, okay, because he weakened NATO. That was Putin's main thing. If you weaken NATO, then he can go back and claim all of the territory that Russia lost, okay? He can reclaim all that territory. So that's what he's trying to do.
But Finland and Sweden joined, and now they got those borders, and so it's like, okay, got that locked up, so don't even try it.
Yeah, well, you see, that's a good move there, because now Russia has to be worried about its own borders. Never before, they didn't have to worry about Sweden and Finland, because they were neighbors, and they already had an agreement going on. In fact, Russia sell them oil and electricity and stuff, okay? So at the end of the day and stuff, oh, they ain't going to do nothing. And what he figured was nobody going to do nothing. He didn't figure that 39 countries and stuff were going to sign on with the United States and stuff to support the Ukraine. Everybody but Belarus. And the reason Belarus won't sign is because Putin is the oligarch that's running Belarus, or the president of Belarus, is one of Putin's friends, one of his allies.
I'm done talking about this. It's crazy.
I'm telling you.
It's sad that we have, that it's come to this. I mean, it's been in history, but, and when it's knocking at our door on a daily and on a regular, we rose up and stuff and did to them what they do to us. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Can you imagine
what would
happen?
But it might come to that. I hope it don't, but it might come to that. Because if you look at what's taking place with Mother Earth, when you start messing with the climate, then you don't get the food, the food seed, the harvest seasons and stuff, they're changing. Okay.
Everything's changing.
The planet seasons are off. It's getting hotter in most of the places where they are doing the grain. The temperature and stuff is coming up, and so they're losing the acreage to plant to harvest the grain. They will plant to do that. Look at the ice cap. The ice cap is melting and stuff. So they reason. But it don't have nothing to do with let's cut back. I seen one thing, and then I'm gonna cut this down. I seen one thing that's happening. General Motors and stuff is making electric trucks.
The F-150.
I was talking to my wife and see, maybe I might go there. It's 350 miles to a tank.
A tank.
Yeah. So, sounds pretty good.
Because my nephew, he got an F-150. He had, I think he got a hybrid. So, whatever that means is what he got.
It's electric. Some of them are dual gas. Some of the motors are dual gas and electric.
I think his must be dual gas because he don't have no electricity with that. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
But we need to be thinking about that.
We need to do something. Because we're not, baby farmers are blowing off of themselves.
Get an electric bicycle?
Just get a bicycle. Just get a doggone bicycle. Electric bicycle. That takes all the fun out of it, all the exercise out of it.
Now, if you want to go from Yakima to Seattle, go pedal all the way to Seattle.
The Tour de France is not an electric bicycle, so why can't you? The Tour de France is not electric, so they go between Seattle and Yakima, how many times?
I don't even know, girl. I don't know. I ain't gonna be riding a bicycle. I ain't riding no bicycle. That ain't gonna my bicycle riding days is just about over.
Well, you can get a trike. We'll give you a trike.
Well, when it comes to that and stuff, you better believe that I'm gonna have some other some
means
other situations. Yep.
You're so funny.
Yep.
You're so funny.
Okay, well, you know, hey, I just wanna say that you know, this is just another thing in which we should understand. You don't have to know a whole lot about it because it's all junk, okay? It's another theory and stuff, and they want us to look the other way while they're executing this theory. At the same time, they're taking away women's right to vote, you know. They're taking money
women's
and
right to vote?
And, I mean, their women's right to say what a woman wants to do with their body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then who they want to be in office and stuff, some stupid person that is just as greedy as everybody else, okay? And then, and the immigration situation, it's easy to solve the immigration situation and stuff if they just, the Congress just changed the thing. They never change it. So you got people thinking that, wow, I can run from South America and I can come to America and have a chance to get in and then seek asylum and stuff and then get a green card. Okay? Why would all of the suffering and stuff that they have at the border?
Mm-hmm.
That don't make a lot of sense. And it wasn't really that bad until the hazes started coming, okay? When the hazes started coming, they threw their hand up and said, oh, no, I don't think so, you know? But all they can fix that. And then if the United States would work with those South American countries where those people are coming from, okay, like they did in the past, okay. Well, some of that wasn't real good. That's how we got a lot of drugs and stuff into the inner city, Mr. Oliver North, and probably Mr. Bush, Senior Bush, okay, to be able to fund the CIA operations. You know what the operations is all about. It was all about putting the people in government that they wanted in government, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the United States could further dominate them, you know? But all we need to do is we need to try and help those people. And then control the border. And that's not
right.
Going to stop it because there's so much border. But that's what we used to do. You know, see if you're oppressed, the law now is that if you're running from somebody like this gang and stuff was going to kill my whole family and I came over and they can prove that the gang and stuff was hunting you down, then you should be able to apply for asylum, you know.
You would think.
And then Mr. Biden, his approval rating is only 30-some%.
Right, he's going down big time, so you know it is what it is. Only one term for him.
Yeah,
only one term for him. So
what's your Tuesday going to be like?
I don't know. I mean, because a lot of times, you know, I'll be looking through and thumbing through stuff, and it might just hit me that day. It might hit me that Monday. No telling. I might still talk about zombies. I might still talk about zombies. And that's about our children and people just walking around in a technological state, you know, basically.
Yep.
So,
Well, that's what he wanted. That's good for them because we still got to buy bread and gas and pay electricity and do all of those things that normal people have to do. We still got to do that. You know, they know that. Mm-hmm. They got us, you know. They got us.
I mean,
let's go back to Africa. Africa won't even take us.
I might. That's the same.
Africa would not take us. You know,
why not?
One time we talked about because we are domesticated.
Oh goodness, yeah.
We don't know.
Our hair's not nappy enough.
Yeah, we don't know about that. But you know, one time we did talk about one topic, and that topic was let's put our money together and then buy some property and get our own town. Of course,
right.
Be very easy for them to drop a bomb on that one town and stuff, you know, and be done with it, and then let somebody else come in there and claim it. Oh well, they all did
claim it,
you know, yeah. Just like the 40 acres in the news, you know, get a brother.
We'll never see that.
And then tell them that. Okay, so you gotta bring your crop. You gotta sell your crop. Sell me your crop, okay? And I'll make sure, and I'll give you credit and stuff for all this. And then tell them the next day, okay, now you owe me $30,000. How you gonna pay for that? You know,
right?
I'm taking your property. I'm taking your property now.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing that, taking property, you know, forever.
Yeah.
You know,
we had too much to figure it out. Well, it's been nice.
One way or another.
I'm going to have to go in here and try and find something to eat, you know.
Oh, stop.
But anyway,
it's so early. It's 7:30.
Let me know about the situation with the do-it-all, you know. What are your thoughts on it? Let me know.
I mean, there's nothing I can do about it because I don't even know how to get into it and do all that other stuff. All that other stuff. So, you know, I have no. She never showed me.
Want me to call DJ?
For what?
Did you talk to him already?
No. I didn't talk to him because I talked to the gentleman who was helping her, the IT guy, who was helping her with that DJ. He doesn't know anything. Go ahead.
Well, at one while he was telling me and stuff that he was going to keep the content and stuff going. Okay, so
that's the radio. So I talked to him the other day.
You're talking about getting into her.
The mall.
Getting into
do it
mall.
All in the mall. Right. I don't know anything about that side.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there. We can talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But the announcements on Sunday, May 22nd, Reverend Ronnie Marshall will be having the fourth Sunday service. And he's from Little Rock, Arkansas at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please support him on his, what is the name of the album? His Don't Turn Away From God album. You can purchase that through iTunes, MyTunes, LesBiasTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, all music media. So please support him as he always supports Let's Do It Radio. And on May 24th, that's on Tuesday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to find a topic to talk about. It's probably going to be zombies, but not the normal zombies, Walking Dead, but it's basically the Walking Dead. And then on Wednesday, we have, Bible study with Reverends Carolyn and Rodney McCullough, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we have the 26th, we'll have the A View of the Kingdom. As today we had The Worth of a Woman. and that was excellent. So y'all can always go back and listen to any of those shows, and that's under www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio, and you can listen to any of those episodes. So, you know, it was wonderful. I think we're going to be talking about the men next week, but please stay tuned on that. And then on the May 29th, the fifth Sunday service, will have Pastor W.F. Pride out of Yakima, Washington, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, there's going to be something almost every day next week except for Monday and Friday. So join us, and then we're having that Labor Day weekend as well. So if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, let's talk about it. Email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. That's letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to share it on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, or any of the other social media platforms you may have so we can get the word out there and share it with our worldwide listeners. And you can also listen to previous episodes, as I said earlier, on www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. And again, we want to thank all of you for joining us this evening and joining us with the great replacement theory with Sergeant Parks, as he's always keeping it real. Thank you, Sergeant Parks. And if you have anything in your chest, let's talk about it. Come on now. Don't be thinking you're out there by yourself, and don't think you're in the world alone. You always have somebody, you know, out there in your corner. You just don't know it. So you can always, you know, join us on our topics, and if you have something you want to talk about, let me know. letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to talk to you, get in touch with you, or put you in touch with a minister who can also help you, or you just talk to you because you don't have someone to talk to you. So on next Tuesday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. We could discuss your topic. So I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO, fashion designer of On Ice Alcool Designs at www.onicealcool.com. On Facebook, it's and Instagram, it's Anais Alcool. And if you want to keep the radio alive and going, you can send Cash App to $ANAISEVALCOUR. Again, that's $ANAISEVALCOUR, because life is not free, and neither is the radio. So we have to keep it going one way or t'other. And so with your help, we can keep it alive. So peace out. Be happy in the skin you're in. And, oh, yeah, give away something free, like a smile. And watch the value of that person appreciate. And if you're going to be anything, be kind. Be kind one to another, and, you know, don't try to get rid of us. We need each other. And we need all the tones to make the colors under the rainbow. So we want to thank again each and every one of you guys for joining us as we close out this evening with a Do It All in the Mall prayer. And please join us to listen to our episodes. And thank you, worldwide listeners. And please join us again. Thank you again, Sagar Parks, for keeping it real.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.